All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much for joining this morning. You could have been anywhere that you have chosen to be this morning, but you decided to be with me, and I thank God for you. Come on in. Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, Jewel. Good morning, Rita. Fred. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on in, come on in. Good morning, Jeffrey. Come on in, guys. Let's get it. Come on in. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. It's a very, very important topic today for me. Very important topic. I'm not going to hold you long today, but I really do want to get this topic out. Just give me a few more people, and then we're going to go ahead and pray. And we're going to go ahead and dive in to this message today. And we're going to log off and we're going to move forward. Come on in. All right. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Jewel. Good morning. Thank you all so much for joining. All right. We got a few people in this morning. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you this morning, God, for this day, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us to rise again this morning, God. We thank you for my wife and children, my grandchildren, my mom, my siblings, God, my extended family members, my in-laws, God, my friends and loved ones, God. We pray for each and every individual, Father God, that you will meet them at their particular needs, God. We pray for those who are watching right now, God, those who will be watching and listening later, God. We pray, God, that they find some word of encouragement, God, some word of empowerment that will be able to bless them, God, and take them to the next level in their lives individually as well as collectively, God. We pray for our nation right now. We pray for the leaders, Father God, that are in position, God. Lord, we pray right now, Father God, that you move their hearts to do exactly what you've called and ordained them to do. We speak blessings and favor over all of our lives, God, regardless of what's going on around us, God. We declare and decree, God, that it will not affect what is going on and who is in the inside of us, and it will never affect us, God, from worshiping you in spirit and in truth, God. Our faith will not dwindle, God. Our faith will continue to increase, God. We pray right now, Father God, that all of the strongholds that mentally got us in bondage, God, we release them right now, God. We speak peace. We speak favor, God. We speak authority. We speak power, God. And God, we are limitless, God, when it comes down to the blessings that you have for us, God. And God, we would never utilize the word can't, God, because, Lord, we know that we can do all things through you who strengthens us, God, and gives us the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding, God. Regardless of what is going on around us, God, we still worship you. We still praise you. Even in the midst of every storm, God, we know, God, that you and you alone are directing our path, God. And we thank you this morning, God. God, we ask right now, God, that you continue to bless our business, God. Continue to send the right people with the right spirits, God, for the business, God, and for the people, God. We thank you, God, for the staff that we do have, God. God, we are speaking increase, God, in the wisdom of the workers, God. We're speaking increase, God, of the continued referrals that we're receiving, God. Lord, that we will be good stewards over what you have allowed us to have, and that we will continue to serve the children and the families, God, here in the state of Georgia, God. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us, God, to be able to counsel people, God, to coach people, God, and to be able to lead people, God, into the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. And we thank you, God. And Lord, we don't take this lightly, God, this role that you have given us, God. But Lord, we take it with the authority and the power that you have given us, God. And we take it seriously, God. And we thank you for all of the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us thus far, God. I pray right now, God, that you continue, God, healing my body, God, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, God, regardless of what it may look like, God. I know, God, that you have the end results, God. And I know, God, that every report, God, I will believe your report, and I will not believe any other report, God. I walk by faith and not by sight, God. I continue to do the natural as you continue to do the supernatural, God. I am healed, God, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. And I thank you, God, and I walk in the authority of healing right now in your name. And it is so that we pray this prayer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart Be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In your name we pray this prayer without any fear and any doubt, but all in faith. It is so in your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning. Amen, amen. Well, Stephanie, you came to the right place. Amen. Come on in, come on in. Yes, yes, yes. You came to the right place this morning, Stephanie. You came to the right place. And we're definitely praying also for you, Stephanie, that you will have a speedy recovery. And we also know that God is able and that God is a healer of those who trust and believe in him. And we know this to be true. Amen. All right. So with that being said, we're going to go straight into this message this morning. Someone typed this up for me. Don't stop in the storm, in your storm. Good morning, James. Don't stop in your storm. See, everybody's storm is different. I need you to hear me. Don't stop in your storm. See, when you stop in a storm of life, you give access to so many things to happen in your life that God never intended for you to be in. Come on, somebody. You give power to a storm when you stop in the middle of it. But in life, we're all going to have some storms. And in life, we're all going to come out of those storms. But see, storms don't come to last. Sometimes a storm will come to create havoc in your life so that you can understand what peace really looks like. See, you can't experience love if you haven't had anger, bitterness, and hatred in your heart. You can experience the joy of the Lord if you have not been in a sad moment in your life. You cannot experience being wealthy if you have not experienced being broke. Come on, somebody. Or in between blessings, as I like to call it. You can experience life itself if you walk around with a dead mentality. Come on, somebody. You can experience a lot of things in your life because you are stuck in tradition. You can experience freedom when you don't understand bondage. See, a lot of people have been in bondage for years, and they still don't understand that they're still in bondage right to this very day. But I stop by to tell you this here, and I need you to hear me clearly. I stop by to tell you here today, don't stop in your storms. Your storms don't last always, but you will. Your storms don't last always, but you will. And the reason you will is because of the Holy Spirit within you. The reason that you will is because of the anointing and the power and the authority that God has given you. The reason that you will continue to fall forward and not backwards is because God has ordained you to be in a position where you are at this time in your lives. And what we can't do is continue on walking in fear. See, God never gave us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So when God is giving you these things, why are you accepting anything besides that? Why? Because the world has shaped your mind. Listen, the world has shaped your mind to believe a certain way, to act a certain way, to dress a certain way, and to be a certain way. But God says that we are peculiar people for a reason. And let me tell you why. Because see, God never designed none of us to fit into a world system, but he has set us apart. He has sanctified us, set us apart for his purpose and his glory. Come on, somebody. And to bring joy into the lives of ourselves and others. You can't bring somebody something that you don't have. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on. That's right, Joel. Stay focused on his word, for it would never change. And God's word, now he's planting it in us. We don't have to just look at the Bible. We have to become the word. Come on, somebody. See, a lot of people aren't ready for that conversation. They're reading, quote scriptures, but they're not living out what they're reading and what they're quoting. I said what I said, and I'm not going to take it back. Come on, somebody. See, a lot of people don't understand. When you quoting scriptures like you just really understand them to the fullest, you don't. As you continue to grow and to mature in the faith, when you read a scripture 20 years later, it means something totally different, because see, God is transforming the mind. Be ye not conformed of this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind got to be renewed. Your mind got to get to a point in this life where you will no longer sit idle and just sit and not learn. You have a mind to learn. You have a reason to be here. You have the authority to be here. You have the power to be here. You no longer have to sit here and do the things that people are telling you to do. Come on, somebody. You can no longer sit here and blame other people for the stuff that you're doing in your life. Oh, my mom didn't do this. Oh, my dad didn't do this. Yeah, shut up, sit down, zip your lips, let God minister to you so that you can get up and be empowered and walk by faith and not by sight. Come on, somebody. They're not ready today. Come on, somebody. They're not ready today. But come on, Holy Spirit, help me today. Come on, Holy Spirit, help me today. So don't stop in your storms. And we all have learned in our storms that God is an author and the finisher of our faith. And we all have learned that everything that we have gone through has worked out for our good. Everything that has happened in our lives did not destroy us, did not deter us, but it made us determined to move forward. It made us destined to be where God called us to be. It made us more mobile to walk by faith and not by sight. We didn't sit and wait and twiddle our thumbs. And see, here's another thing people say, oh, well, I'm just waiting on the Lord. The Lord is waiting on you. Come on, somebody. The Lord has given you the tools. The Lord is waiting on you to activate what he has put already into you. Come on, somebody. See, we want to praise the Lord one day, and the next day we want to worry and then ask God the same thing that we've asked him yesterday. Come on, somebody. See, that's not faith. That's a bunch of foolishness. Come on, somebody. When you walk in faith, that means that sometimes it may not look good, but it is good for you. Come on, somebody. It may not look good to you, but it is good for you, because every storm that we go through allows us to tear off some things and to remove some things that shouldn't have been in our lives anyway. Storms come to tear up some stuff, but then you have to go back and rebuild. Y'all will catch that in a minute. Come on, somebody. Storms come to tear some stuff up, but then you have to go back and rebuild. So y'all not paying attention to what I just said, but I'm gonna go ahead and move on. Point number one, someone type this up for me. Point number one, a storm can bring you strength, courage, and spiritual growth in the midst of your storm. A storm, and I need you to hear me clearly, a storm can bring you strength, courage, and spiritual growth in the midst of that storm. A storm can bring you strength, courage, and spiritual growth in the midst of that storm. See, a lot of people don't understand that. Listen, a lot of people don't understand that when God has something for you, it's for you. Nobody can take that away. See, y'all walk around here. Listen, y'all walk around here doing what other people want you to do, and y'all walk around trying to please people versus God. It's always about God for me. God's first. See, if someone is in their feelings about something that I'm doing that God called me to do, that's their problem. It's not a me problem. It's a them problem. I don't have time for a bunch of foolishness. I just don't. I literally do not. And I think that sometimes we get so caught up in what other people are saying that we forget what God has already said concerning our lives. See, God already said it. That settles it for me. That settles it for me. So when I see people attempting to deter me, I move from them and I go to the purpose that God had for me in the beginning before you came in my ear. I move forward. Even if you come in my being, in my circle, if you come in and you're not there to encourage, but you're there to try to discourage, I will remove you immediately. No questions asked. I will remove you immediately and act like I've never met you a day in my life. I've come too far to turn around. I've come too far to allow someone to take me back to a place that I have asked God to deliver me from, and he has. I come too far in this life to sit and let you think one moment that you have any say-so in my life when God has already spoken. I'm just saying. Thank you. I'm just saying. Because this, oh my gosh, that's it. You took the words out of my mouth. This is a cut season for me too. Chop, chop. Snip, snip. When you start cutting people off, it's like dead branches on a tree. When you remove the branches from that tree, or you remove, it's just like the leaves. When the leaves die on a tree, they fall off. When people die in your life, and what I mean by die, I don't mean the physical death, but when people die in your life and they begin to have a stench. I want y'all to go with me for a second. When people die in your life, it's a stench. In other words, when people stop pouring into you and just want to drain you and pour garbage into you, remove yourself from them and it, whatever the situation is. Remove yourself from it and them. Sometimes circumstances can cause you to fall by the wayside. It's not just people. But we give people the power. We give people the authority. But at the end of the day, no longer are we doing that. It's a no for me. No longer are we doing that. We're moving forward. We're no longer doing these things. We're never doing these things. We are in a position in our lives right now that we're good. We're good. So a storm can bring you strength, courage, and spiritual growth in the midst of that storm. Point number two, someone typed this up. Storms can come to build character and resilience within us. Listen and listen good. Storms can come to build character and resilience within us. And I need you to hear. Don't pay no mind to whoever that goofy person is. All right, listen. Storms can come to build character and resilience within us. What do I mean by that? Storms can come to bring, to build character and resilience. The character is, see, the person that I used to be, I would snap on people like the stuff that's going on right there. But the person I'm becoming, I ain't tell you, the person that I'm becoming can ignore ignorance. The person that I'm becoming can understand focus. The person that I'm becoming is someone who looking at the global picture and not just one-sided. When you have a person or a thing that is a one-sided mindset, you have to remove yourself from it or them And you have to be strong in your faith. Because see, when people don't understand your journey, they can't understand the plans that God has for you. Hear me clearly. When people don't understand your journey, they can't understand the plans that God has for you. See, some people are so hurt and so distraught because of the foolishness that they've gone through, they'll try to throw shots at whatever. This is what you got to remember. They threw shots at Jesus. Come on, somebody. And this is what you have to remember, and I have to remember too, is that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Greater is the God in me than the imps that the enemy is using in this world and on this platform sometimes as well. Greater is the God in me that will keep my mouth sealed from not going somewhere that I don't want to go. Because if I go there, sometimes it's not a point of return. I'm just saying. Sometimes it's not a point of return. And I choose not to. And this is where the growth comes in for me in the storms, because it's building character. It's building resilience. That means that when things come, like the foolishness and stuff that comes on these platforms, sometimes when people say things, it rolls off like water on a duck's back. It rolls off. You know why it rolls off? Because you don't have time to entertain it. See, if God is in you, and that's the problem with so many people, because God is not in their hearts, because they're choosing to rebuke him, they're choosing to reject him, and it's fine, they can do what they want to do. At the end of the day, this is what you got to do. Listen, you have to learn that this world is made up of a lot of people. Some people are just psychotic by choice, and others are psychotic because of certain drugs, and others are psychotic because of things that has happened beyond their control. But when you see stuff, just call it out and say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke it, I decrease it, and I declare that it is removed. And then you move on. Y'all, don't give the power over is what I'm trying to tell y'all. I'm just saying. Just don't. Don't give the power over. You have the power. You have the authority. Just like that. Just like that. You have the authority and the power. You can block people out of your lives. One touch. One touch changes everything. That's all you got to do. Just block people out of your life. Some people don't deserve to be in your life. Some people just don't deserve to be in your life. You give them a little moment or whatever, a little fame, and then after they show their behind, like my mama always say, move them on right away. Move them on out the way. Good morning, Sydney. So again, storms can come to build character and resilience within you. And I want y'all to listen to number three. Number three is so crucial. I'm almost done. Number three is so crucial. Listen. Storms comes to renew, purify, and to help refine us. Listen. I need you to listen. Listen to this. Storms comes to renew, purify, and help refine us. Storms come to renew, purify, and help refine us. What does that mean? See, when storms come into your lives and then they start wiping stuff out of your life and then they start removing things out of your life and then they start declaring things in your life, you now have a renewed spirit. Every day that you get up, you become a renewed person because you're not the same person that you were yesterday. You may have a little residue, but you're still not the same person because now you get up with a renewed mind. Now you get up and you do the things that God called you to do. But here's the thing. Why are we giving people so much power in our lives that's not even relevant in our lives? We're listening to what other people are saying on social media about us. These people don't know anything about you, but yet you're giving them all of the power and the authority that God never told you to give over. I'm just saying, if you really just think about it, why is it that the main people that be talking on these platforms about relationships aren't married. I have a problem with that. Now listen to them anyway, but I have a problem with that. Or you're trying to tell someone how to open up a business, but you don't have one. I have a problem with that. You can't come talking to me about God and you ain't got God in you. Just not gonna happen. Am I saying that I can't receive wisdom and knowledge from other people? That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is it'll go a long way when you can give me something that God has really given you versus you giving me your opinion. I don't need to hear your opinion. Yeah, they're going to say what they want to say. That's why I'm going to do what God called me to do. I'm just saying. See, a lot of people don't follow God because they're afraid how other people are going to view them. Let me tell you, when I started following God, I dropped a lot of people out of my life because you know why? They were becoming toxic. You know, you never understand what toxic means until you remove yourself from it. Let me say it again. You never understand what toxic means until you remove yourself from it. Some of y'all are in toxic relationships right now with yourselves. I ain't talking about with nobody else. Y'all were ready for that. Listen, some of y'all are still toxic right now and y'all are in a relationship with yourself and you're toxic, but you wonder why other people are doing stuff. Let me do this here real quick. Point number four, storms can come to increase your faith, identify your true purpose, and bring you peace. Again, storms can come to increase your faith, identify your true purpose, and bring you peace. See, when we look at the storms, that's increasing our faith and identifying our purpose and brings us peace. We don't look at the storm as a storm anymore. We look at the storm now as a stepping stone and as a toolage that God is trying to do to continue to increase our faith. And that's where we need to be in our lives, letting God would increase our faith through us worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Let's look at this one real quick, number five. I'm going to come back with these, but I'm trying to hurry because of Anchor. Anchor gave me 30 minutes, but hold on for a second. Number five, storms brings maturity, perseverance, and a deeper trust in God. Again, storms brings maturity, perseverance, and a deeper trust in God. Everything that we go through in this life also allows us to elevate mentally, not just spiritually, but mentally too. See, if you don't get it mentally, you can't feel it in the heart. If you can't feel it in the heart, you won't activate what God is trying to pour into you. I'm just saying. Point number six, storms bring clarity, growth, and mental transformation. Hear me clearly. Storm brings clarity, growth, and mental transformation. Let me say it one more time. Storms brings clarity, growth, and mental transformation. Listen, you can't grow unless you know something different. Listen, you can't grow unless you know something different. See, if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep on getting the same results. You're going to have to want to grow. You're going to have to ask for growth, and you're going to have to do some work to grow. See, God is not going to give you anything that you don't ask him. I'm just saying. Now, you're good, Nadine. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, when God is trying to bless you with things, sometimes you got to remove yourself from people in order to get the blessing. Because see, sometimes your blessings are just on hold. They delayed, they ain't denied. They delayed because you are delaying God's progress because you over here with someone else and doing what they're telling you to do and God never told you to do it. So God has to delay your blessings, not deny them, delay them until you're in a position to do what you're supposed to do. And in other words, until you hear what he's saying and do what he's saying. Some of you guys will never be able to do what God called you to do because you got too many wrong people in your ear. Hold on. All right, Anchor, this is Dr. Nichols signing off. Thank you for joining. See you the same time, same place next week. Be blessed, but never stressed.